Abdul Baha Abbas says object of mission is to unify all creeds. Tuesday, October 8, 1912, San Francisco. Publication, San Francisco, California Chronicle. Great Persian religious teacher explains his life's ambition. What Christianity has failed to accomplish, Baha'ism already has accomplished. It has 3 million adherents throughout the world. It teaches the oneness of mankind and the fundamental unity of all religions. It has been said that no religious movement of the time is so significant as this one, and you will hear today from the greatest living exponent of this movement, a man who is the leading figure in the religious world today. It was in these words that the Reverend Bradford Levitt, on Sunday morning, introduced to an audience that filled the First Unitarian Church, Abdul Baha Abbas, who from a prison in the Far East has come to the West to preach the religion of his father, Baha'u'llah, founder of the Baha'i movement in Persia in 1844, and who persecuted and imprisoned, died in captivity, that later claimed his son. The venerable man who yesterday for the first time spoke in San Francisco. Seeks no converts. It was a message of peace and love and unity that Abdul Baha delivered to the people of this city. His address, of perhaps it would be more correct to call it a sermon, was a short one and spoken through an interpreter. But in it he sought to tell people the fundamentals of his religion. It is not, he carefully explained, any new religion. He seeks no converts from other churches. Rather does he seek only to unify all churches of all creeds and of all denominations. He seeks, he said, to have men call from each religion, be it Christian, Buddhism, or the teachings of Confucius, the very best there is in it, making of them all one perfect whole. And he clearly pointed out that in so doing, no man need forsake the creed to which he had given his allegiance. Rather would the acceptance of the Baha'i faith strengthen one's allegiance to the church that he belonged to. For the sake of his faith and surety that his father's belief in the ultimate coming of universal peace, love and unity would be realized, Abdul Baha lingered in prison for 40 years, his release not coming until 1908. Even then, he remained in confinement at Akka in Palestine. For 2 years longer, voluntarily, and because his friends were there, and he was loath to leave them. A picturesque figure is that of Abdul Baha, his clean-cut, scholarly features framed by a patriarchal white beard and a white turban. He looks like one of the prophets of biblical days. He speaks slowly, and as one certain of each word he utters, breathes the very spirit of truth. Will stay 2 weeks. Abdul Baha will remain in this city for a couple of weeks. While here, he is being cared for by the local Baha'i Assembly, numbering some 500 members. He has spoken in London, where he was introduced to the Church of England by the Archbishop Wilberforce, and the Persian spoke from the pulpit of St. John's, Westminster, London. The Lord Mayor of London entertained him at a great banquet, and the courtesies he was shown abroad, he also received in New York, Chicago, and other eastern cities. This afternoon, Abdul Baha will speak at the Leland Stanford Junior University in Palo Alto. Wednesday, he will speak at the Home of Truth, Berkeley. Thursday evening, he will speak before the Forum Club in Jefferson Hall, this city. Friday evening, he will address the Theosophical Society in Yosemite Hall, Native Sons Building, this city. Saturday morning, he will speak in Temple Emmanuel. And next Sunday afternoon, he will make an address to the blind in the reading room at 1665 Jefferson Street.